Hey guys, welcome to Ace at Night. Take a seat, chill out, relax. Today is going to be one of my motivational series. And what I'm going to be talking about is reasons to let go of toxicity. Okay, I know this word toxic is thrown out a lot and we all know what it means. But I'm going to go in a little depth of reasons why to let go of toxicity. Alright, now first off, toxicity could be a person, place, or thing, alright? You might have somebody close to you, a friend, a relative, a co-worker, any kind of family member, any kind of associate, or anybody that's close enough to you where they can actually reach you, you know, on a personal level. Sometimes your boss is toxic. You know, you haven't met a supervisor that's just toxic. A place can be toxic as well. So, you know, your house can be toxic. You know, what kind of relationships do you have in your home that can actually be toxic? Your workplace can be toxic. Even a place of worship or a hangout place like a certain bar or club, those places can be toxic. Or a thing. There are certain things that can hold you back in life that are toxic. Are you spending time on your PlayStation or Xbox or Netflix or Hulu? Are you at the gym too much and you're not getting anything accomplished? You know, there's things too. And you have to look at what is close to you, what is your surroundings, and what are the things that are toxic and that is tearing you down. Things that are draining to you. You know what I'm saying? So, one of the first things you have to do is identify what is toxic to you that is directly affecting you. You know, moving on. Also, negative conversations can reduce positive vibrations and attract negative outcomes. And you say, hey, what do you mean by that, Ace? Sometimes your day could be going totally well. You wake up, you're motivated, you're energetic. You have goals in mind and set, and things are going really good for you that day. And then you have a conversation with one of these toxic outliers, whether it's a person, and now your energy has been sucked and drained from you, and you take on the problems and the negative mindset that the conversation produced. And now your day seems like it's going downhill. And you say, hey, what is that? There's an exchange of vibrations. Positive people have a positive outcome. Even when things are going bad. And, you know, I had this guy who I used to work with. And one thing he used to always say, no matter what was going on, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. It's already worked out. It's going to be okay. And those type of words dealt and spoken in faith, and it would change the energy of the room. You know, sometimes, you know, work may not have been done that should have been done. And maybe we were behind on schedule on producing certain material. And he would tell us, hey, it's fine. We're going to work through this. We got this. And he would be more of a motivator. Then he was a negative Nancy, and everybody wanted to work around this guy and work with this guy because he always brought positivity in the room, even when things were bad. So watch the conversations that you are having and watch what people are trying to speak into your life. When somebody's talking to you and the conversation is about someone, if it's not positive, maybe it's time to change the subject and protect your ears from it, even though if it's not directly about you. Those are negative vibes, negative energy. You know, you want to speak positive on people and you want to speak positive on yourself, because this is going to attract that same energy that you put in the universe. I know you guys heard this before, but I'm here to tell you, it's a lot of truth to it. It's power in the tongue. Also, you have to watch what you put in your eyes, the images that you're actually feeding yourself. What movies are you watching? What TV shows are you watching? What behaviors are you watching that is around you? Those things as well can be toxic without you even knowing it. Images can get into your mind and produce negative vibrations. Have you ever watched a scary movie and you feel fear? Fear in your body can actually disturb the vibrations of your body. Like your heart rate goes up, your blood pressure goes up, and it can create underlying illness and mental illness within you. I know sometimes when I would stroll through Facebook specifically, sometimes somebody would put a child up there that is deceased, and I'm the type of person who don't ever want to see a child hurt in any type of way. Next thing you know, I'm feeling sad and I'm down and I feel some type of way because I'm seeing this innocent looking child inside of a coffin. We know that kids pass away, but the imagery can actually stick with you longer. You know, sometimes when you're looking at a certain video and you see violence, it can produce those type of endorphins in your body, and that violent mindset to take place within you to actually want to be a little bit more aggressive. You know, are you watching murder shows that produce murder and violence? You know, are you watching porn? If you put porn in your mindset, you know where that's going to lead you. It's going to lead you down a different path that you're not really actually focusing on. When you see those type of images, it actually produce an actual response inside of your body. You might not even be thinking about doing anything sexually, and then a movie, TV show shows revealing body parts and sexual things in nature, and now you just put yourself in the mood without even putting yourself in the mood. So think about the type of responses that your body and your mind is getting when it's seeing other type of images. So are you watching demonic movies? You know, things that have satanistic imagery in it. There's a show on Netflix right now called Sabrina the Teenage Witch. And in that TV series, it shows the Bafflement. And it shows different forms of witchcraft. And it tells you that the witching hour is at 12 o'clock. And they show you actually them doing seances and things like that. Would you feed in your mind those type of demonic imagery? Maybe you can be letting demons in you without even understanding that these things are happening. And these are forms of toxicity that you have to really pay attention to, because just because it happens one day or at one moment, the toxic might not take place on that day. Some toxic behaviors and things that go inside of you may not sprout out until a later time. I know if you ever seen somebody that's nonviolent, they're cool, calm, and collective, and then you see them get upset, they actually imitate what they have seen or heard from another person or another source, because it's so unnatural, because they don't act like that. They'll start clapping their hand, stomping their feet, using profanity that they don't normally use, and it don't even sound right. But for some reason, they're able to reach back into their memory from what they seen or heard or was around and bring out that same behavior. Okay, guys. So those are reasons to let go of toxicity. The quickest way to let go of toxicity, you have to cut the pain to begin the healing. I say that because when a snake bites you, a lot of the times they tie off that vein, you know, or sometimes they amputate it. They cut it off. You know, when venom is moving throughout your body and it's poisonous, the quicker you cut the pain, the faster you'll be able to heal. Also, you have to reduce your stress. Stress kills, all right? Stress is related to heart disease, high blood pressure, any type of cardiac illnesses. Once you cut and reduce the stress, it will improve your health. All right. Also, if you want to increase your growth and success, you have to cut off toxic. Okay. Cut off the toxic. Growth and success comes when you cut off of toxic people, places, or things. Also, it's good for your mental health. A lot of times we're not looking out for our own mental health. Your mental health has a lot to do with your body. When the mind goes, the body goes. And once you've done a lot of these different things to let go of the toxic, it's going to open up your world of creativity. You're going to be able to have that vision and that passion to go out, be more motivated, and actually complete the things and execute the things that you need to do in this life. Have you ever found yourself in the middle of a project and then you talk to somebody and they have something negative to say, and then you find yourself 2-3 days later and you've gone off task? That's because that toxic behavior and that toxic conversation will insert itself into your life, and you will not even understand that it's actually just moving around within you. Okay, so these are some reasons I want to let you guys know that look at what's going on in your life, look at who is in your life and where you are, and the things that are surrounding you that you are actually putting your energy into that is not helping you or benefiting you or giving you anything of value to move forward and to be that champion in this life. You have to let go of that toxicity and move forward. All right. So don't just look at a friend and be like, oh, you're a fake friend and you're toxic. Maybe that friend is helping you by giving you open criticism. Nothing wrong with getting criticized for growth. So if you can't take criticism, then maybe you need to just get a little stronger, find other ways to deal with it. So it's not always a person that is actually toxic. You know, maybe it's the place that you're going to sometimes. Just being in a place where toxic behavior is taking place at can influence you in negative ways. Are you always at the bar? Are you always at the club? Are you always drinking? Are you always around somebody who's rolling up or doing different drugs or anything like that? You have to look at each one of these things and say, okay, what is holding me back? And that is something that is toxic in your life from moving forward. Okay, so identify those things and move forward with your life. And guys, I want to let you guys know that if you have any questions, concerns, or you want to know any extra ways to get through the process of cutting and letting go toxicity, you can leave messages on my page. It's www.aceatnight.com. I'm going to start a blog on this. So this is reasons to let go toxicity. You can leave messages on there. I will respond to you. Also, don't forget to follow me on Instagram at Ace at Night on Instagram, and I'm also on Twitter. All right, guys. So until next time, peace out.